Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
So I was sitting on a on hold today while I was trying to get a hold of an insurance person, and I was tinkering around with ChatGPT.
Yeah.
On my computer as I was sitting.
Not Claude.
No, I think I'm going back to ChatGPT.
Okay.
It's pretty cool now. But anyway, while I was sitting on hold, I made Vivian a game, like a macOS game.
Okay.
And let's see if I can find it here. There we go. There it is.
With chat?
With ChatGPT. I just vibe coded it. I said what I wanted it to do. So I established like all the rules and basically said this is a game to basically mimic Vivian's summer job. So she pulls weeds in the garden, the vegetable garden, and so it's endless. You know, you get done with one side and there's already weeds coming up where you started a couple days ago. And and then also we've been fighting groundhogs getting underneath the fence and eating all our lettuce. And so I decided to make this game called Garden Guard. And it's basically just a whack-a-mole game where you're just clicking the weeds. You click the weed to pull it. You click the groundhog to kill it or trap it, so to speak, because that's what we do with our groundhogs that we get. We live trap them, and then we go drive them 10 miles down the road because they say if you go outside of 5 to 10 miles with a groundhog, they won't be able to find their way back home. So we've been relocating groundhogs, and in this game you can do that as well. And so
you're just abandoning baby groundhogs all over your yard by taking their parents away from them.
The whole family. The whole family orphaning gets to go.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. But anyway, made this game and it works and it's pretty fun. I showed it to Vivian this afternoon. She thought it was cool. And so then you can go back and actually make changes to the rules, or you can make something go faster, or you can have it change up differently. So it was kind of fun, and it'll be a fun little thing to remember Vivian's summer jobs. So we now have game on our computer.
Are you going to sell it on the interwebs for millions of dollars now?
No, we're just going to enjoy it.
Sounds like a game Jameson or Tori would play.
Yeah. I mean, that's really where I see the most fun in these ChatGPTs and Claudes, and the ability to vibe code is like you can literally just make whatever you want. You have to have the imagination, and you have to kind of think it out a little bit before you prompt it. But like literally you can make anything now. And it's just going to cost you, you know, a subscription to one of these AI services.
Yeah, I saw that. What's that guy? Gary V. You know who Gary V is?
Yeah.
Gary Vine, or what? Is that that's his name, right?
Isn't
that
yeah.
He was talking about using ChatGPT, and I thought about trying it and seeing if it would work. He's like, if I was 18, what I would do right now is I would go to all these small local businesses.
Yep.
And say, hey, for $500, I'll build you a website.
Yeah,
and easy money. He would just use ChatGPT and do it in like, 30 minutes or whatever. I was like, oh, I need to try that, see how well that works out. But
yeah, we should do it for our podcast. Do you want to do that? Do it.
Do I want to do that? You mean, do I want to have ChatGPT just do it? I mean, it wouldn't be hard, right?
No, apparently not. I've not done a website yet, but. I used to build my own websites, so it was.
Yeah, I was saying I've built websites myself, but I have not. I haven't used ChatGPT to do it, but
yeah,
I would imagine it's easy, but who knows? I don't know. So
then, if you build it, then you have to like pay for it to be hosted, don't you? Or is everything on there now?
Yeah, you'd have to pay whatever host platform you want to use or whatever. But
yeah,
which I don't know. I haven't done that. think it's probably been 5 years since the last time I tried to. So my nephew was doing, he was in like marketing at Davenport and was starting to do like his own like kind of clothing brand stuff kind of. So yeah. I quick threw together a website for him for his birthday and then did like a, like paid for like the first 2 years or whatever for the license or for the website.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time it was like $20 a year, but I have no idea if that stuff's more expensive or where that, how much that stuff costs anymore. That was probably 5 years ago. So that was the last time I did anything like that.
Yeah, it's been that probably about that long for me too. Cool. So right. World Cup final. We got to talk about the World Cup real quick.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you surprised?
The one that surprised, I mean, I guess both of them were a little surprising to me.
Yeah.
You know, I really thought France was going to be really difficult to beat.
Yeah. Have some success.
Yeah, but I mean, really, Spain's been incredible. Yeah. And I mean, played a great game. France didn't look like the normal France team, and so you got to give credit to Spain for that. Argentina, England, going into it, I knew it was going to be a tough game, and I also didn't trust Thomas Tuchel. Throughout the tournament, I felt like he's made really dumb decisions as far as substitutions and putting players in and things. And I said I had to leave to drop Reese off. But like right when I was leaving was when he put all those defensive subs on. And I said, mark my words, they'll lose the game.
Yep.
And that's what happened, because I knew you can't sit back against an Argentinian team for 30 minutes
you're winning up to this point because of how you're playing. Why would you change that?
Yep. Argentina's too good, man. You can't hold on for 30 minutes. You can't do it. It's not possible.
Yep. Messi is too much of a magician with the ball in that last quarter.
Yep, and you put on all these defensive substitutions, and then you go behind, and then you have to randomly throw on guys who aren't ready to go into the game and hope and pray in the last 6 minutes maybe you'll get a equalizer, but you know that's not going to happen because you can't just throw two guys off the bench right away and get – it's just not going to happen. So, I just had a feeling. I never trusted Tuchel. I thought his choices and who he chose to go to the game and not – who he chose for the World Cup, and even throughout the World Cup, his substitutions I always thought didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But he was saved by Bellingham and Keane, Harry Kane. Yeah. Your luck ran out. So yeah. It'll be a fun final. I had said whoever wins the France Spain game will win the World Cup, and yeah, I still think that's the case. Yeah. But who knows, man? I guess you can never count this Argentina team out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You just never know. But yeah, it's been a fun World Cup. You know, full of controversies as you would expect. But it'll be fun to see what happens in the final on Sunday. So
yeah, Spain. All the same things. Spain's the cleaner, you know, more complete team. Argentina's the crafty veterans that always figure out a way to get it done, and they've survived some crazy chaos up to this point, and you can't deny the fact that Messi always figures out a way to get it done, even at this ripe old age. It's amazing, and it's, you know, it's fun just to think about. We'll be able to say we watched guys like Messi and Ronaldo
in their
prime and in their, you know, in their the sunset of their careers. Like, it's still fun to watch all of these guys. So I think Spain's gonna win. I think Spain's just the cleaner team. But I was telling my boss earlier, basically every prediction I've made from the final 16 has been wrong.
Sure.
I guess Argentina is going to go back to back.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, Spain's given up one goal the whole tournament. That's incredible. That's insane. So,
Anyway, enough soccer. Thanks for putting up with us.
You only have to do it. Well, this will be the last one, right? Because by the time we record the next one, it'll be over. Although I guess we probably have to, you know, congratulate whoever wins, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe one more week.
And why do they still do a third place game? That seems ridiculous.
I don't know. Because
neither of those teams want to play that game.
Because they can make money. I mean, that's what.
Yeah, they're gonna just play their subs. None of the big guys will play.
I don't know.
Harry Kane won't play in that game.
I don't know. I really don't know. You get third place, which really doesn't get you anything. But, right. You know, they can sell tickets. They can sell ad revenue. So that's why they do it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting. I don't know what their plan will be. I don't know if they'll just throw on, you know, second string or guys who haven't, you know, had any minutes or what. I have no idea. We'll see.
Okay.
Be interesting.
So this was your topic this week. What are we talking about? We hadn't had this determined at the end of last episode, so everybody's going to be surprised. Not really.
We didn't. Yeah.
You saw the title when you downloaded this episode, but.
Well, you know, we're not there yet. So yeah. In our world, they don't know yet, right? Before we get to that, we'll do the quick intro. I'm Caleb, as always, joined with Jay. Here to talk about our top five favorite things of a particular topic, and with it being summer and us having to be indoors because of the wildfire smoke here in Michigan, I thought it'd be fun to kind of talk about something summer related. And when I think of summer, one of the first things that comes to my mind is ice cream. So I just thought it'd be fun to talk about our top five favorite ice cream flavors. Yeah, kind of what we enjoy. And, you know, like I said, I think of ice cream or ice cream trucks. We have an ice cream truck that drives through our neighborhood all the time. And just kind of that's the summer vibes. So trying to stick with the same summer idea. So
did you know that July is National Ice Cream Month?
I had no idea. There you go. See? It was destiny. No, I honestly had no idea that was a thing. So
Americans consume roughly 20 pounds of ice cream per person each year.
That seems crazy. There's no way. There's got to be like just a couple people that eat a lot of ice cream, because I don't think I eat 20 pounds of ice cream in a year. Do you?
I don't know. I mean, I guess all you got to determine what is ice cream, but because there's a lot of different forms. Ice cream sandwiches.
Sure.
You got the drumsticks. You got, you know, soft serve. Is that all ice cream? Is sherbet ice cream?
Yeah, I mean.
Is Dole Whip ice cream?
No, because that's like fruit based, not
is
milk
frozen
based,
yogurt
or dairy bake. I say if it's dairy based, then it falls into the ice cream category, right?
Yeah, I mean the word cream.
Yeah, because like sherbet is like a fruit base, like fruit and water, right?
Yeah. Well, you're gonna be upset. One of mine is not dairy based.
Unacceptable. Redo your list. Redo it. We got time.
I got honorable mentions.
Okay. I guess it all falls under that same kind of category. But to me, when I think of ice cream, it has, you know, it's a dairy based
cream. So my ice cream sandwich counts as ice cream.
Yep. There's ice cream in it. I mean, it says ice cream sandwich.
Okay.
It's not sherbet sandwich.
But I would have to list it as vanilla in this list, or am I listing it as an ice cream sandwich because it's got the cookie on it?
An ice cream sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Same with like your dilly bars or anything like that. Anything that has ice cream in it.
Yeah, like a drumstick. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That's ice cream.
Did you have a favorite ice cream shop growing up, wherever you grew up?
Not really. We never really.
Where did you grow up?
I think in Hudsonville.
Yeah.
Hudsonville. So I grew up, I literally grew up.
In the Hudsonville ice cream factory.
I was going to say, I grew up 3 miles from the original Hudsonville ice cream factory, which does not exist anymore. It is now moved, it lives in Holland now.
Yeah, I knew that.
But it lived in a small town called Burnups. That's where it started. Yep. And it was 3 or 4 miles from my house when I lived in the country, and I used to ride my bike to basically where it was, because across the street was a movie rental /convenience store. So I used to go by it all the time. But We never did a ton of, like, if we did like ice cream shops, it was when we were on vacation or camping, you know, that kind of stuff. But like, we didn't have like anything close to us, like a local one that we went to or anything like that. But obviously since I've lived in Holland for, you know, what, 17 years now, you know, Captain Sunday is kind of the go-to in Holland. And that's kind of where, you know, our kids think of like the local ice cream shop would be Captain Sunday's, but not what I grew up necessarily going to. What about you?
So I had the front porch, which that was in Spring Lake, still is. At that time, I believe it was privately owned, and now it's owned by the Temptations company, or the family that owns Temptations. Which is another one of, on my list that was downtown Grand Haven, and now it's in a couple different places, and they also own a few other places. In Ferrisburg, there was Miss Lisa's, and there was this, the lady who owned it was Lisa, and I remember, like, we went there, like, the last week that she was going to be open, and she was retiring. Just cute old lady at the end, and so that was always a favorite spot. That was always like the spot we'd go after like baseball games and stuff like that. Because it was kind of like in Ferrisburg, right on the way to and from things. Cold Stone Creamery, obviously, you know, those became popular in, you know, the early 2000s, at least in our area. Pump House later on downtown. Obviously, a lot of their stuff is non-dairy. But yeah, and then obviously you got the Dairy Queens and the Dairy Treats and all those places, the Whippy Dips. But yeah, those were the ones that we always went to, and the front porch was kind of the closest one to us. There was a few other ones, but those were the main stays for us.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, I've never. I mean, I know the front porch just because I see all their, like, because they put a name out, and if your name is that, you get a free ice cream. I've never actually been there, but I just I know they have pretty good marketing. So
I've gotten my free ice cream on J Day.
Okay. J Day.
Yeah.
The official holiday of J Day. Yeah. Nice.
What about just speed round here? Cone versus cup?
Depends on the cone. Like if it's it has to be a waffle cone.
I'm a waffle.
I don't like those like crap styrofoam,
like the cake ones,
the ones that everyone has that are
I believe those are called cake cups.
That sounds right, but I don't like those. So waffle cone if it's available, but if there's no waffle cone, I would just go with a cup.
Okay. What about I'm a waffle man as well. Soft serve versus hard scoop? I guess if you're from Hudsonville, you gotta say hard, right?
Well, I was going to say 8 out of 10 times I'm doing hard.
Yeah, that's ice cream to me. Soft serve is great. I love it. I love it. You know, a lot of these, if you ever go on a Disney cruise, you go on to like the private Disney islands. They have free soft serve like at all of the food pavilions. I love free soft serve. Don't get me wrong. But hard ice cream, like with the flavors and all the different awesome flavors you can get, which is why we're here tonight to talk about ice cream flavors, that's hard serve. That's really what I'm here for.
I agree with you. I won't complain about soft serve, but typically you only have like what, 3 flavors maybe, like strawberry, vanilla, chocolate
and
then the swirl.
Yeah,
that's about it. But yeah, nope, I'm with you. I again, if it's free, I'll take anything. So
if it's free, it's for me.
I'm on board. Yep, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a good enough starter for us before we jump into it. This was your topic, so you want to kick us off?
So my first, or number 5, I should say, not the first on my list. Number 5 is probably one of the newer ice cream flavors, and it came about primarily from my father-in-law. So my father-in-law is retired, but for the summer times, does a lot of work down at why can't I think of the name of the place? Now I'm blanking on the name. There's a store down by the beach in Holland State Park he works at.
Captain Sunday? No.
Nope. That's not down by the state park. I'll it'll come to me. Don't worry.
I've been there. We'd go camping down there, and we'd go to that ice cream shop.
Everybody's been there. So he introduced me to this flavor, and in fact, when we celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, we got a huge like 5-gallon tub for them to kind of share with the whole family. And it's a really good ice cream. It's by Ashby's, which I didn't know about, but it's becoming more popular. And it's called Michigan Pothole. I don't know if you've ever had it or ever heard of it. You can now get it at a lot of different places.
So is it like Sunday chocolate? Like,
so I'll tell you. Yep. So you, it is in a rich chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate
loaded ice cream. With a thick, in parentheses, black tar fudge.
Okay.
And chunks of chocolate, quote unquote, asphalt fudge cups. Okay. So it's kind of like the fudge, the thick fudge tar is kind of like it almost has the texture or flavor of like a cookies and cream. So it kind of tastes a little bit like chunked up Oreos with a little bit of like fudge included. So it's kind of like mixed together. And then it has just kind of like chunks of fudge cups. So kind of similar to like a Moose Tracks, Deer Tracks, where it has, you know, like, but those are peanut butter, but this is like fudge on the inside. So it's kind of like this weird combination of things. And it's really good. It's super rich. So I don't get it a ton. But like I said, this is my father-in-law's favorite ice cream. And it has slowly become one of our family's go-to ice creams. But the only problem is you can really only get it at ice cream places. Like, I've never been able to find it at a store or anything like that. You have to go to the local places. So that's why it's a little lower on the list, but it's a really interesting kind of rich, chocolatey, fudgy mixture flavor. And it's got a, you know, kind of a fun name. So General Store, that's where it is. The General Store
by
the state park.
All right.
So he works there, and that they serve it there. They also serve it, like I said, at Captain Sunday's. So
they do.
It's super good, super yummy. I think we had some of this left over for a long time after their anniversary, because, like I said, we bought that huge 5-gallon tub. So, but it's a really good ice cream.
Nice. Yeah,
and it's kind of local. I don't know where else you can get it. I don't know if you can get it outside of the state of Michigan, but I know in Holland it's fairly readily available, and it's delicious. So.
All right, so that was your number 5.
Yep.
I'm going to have to try that one, Michigan Pothole, because you're going to learn in my list I like chocolate. So this one, my number 5 is chocolate almond. I like it. So I remember having this one on, like, we'd walk down on the boardwalk on Sunday afternoons and evenings with the family. Basically, every day that the weather was good enough to walk on the boardwalk, if it was a Sunday afternoon, we would go. And so we would always go to Temptations, which was down there at Wharf, at the Wharf Pavilion or the Wharf Pier. Yeah. And now it's since moved to the end of Washington Street in the old train station, which is technically a better spot anyway. But anyway, that was where I got this. I have vivid memories of getting chocolate almond on a chocolate waffle cone. And my God. Yeah.
Is it a dipped waffle cone? Like, no, dipped like, in chocolate waffle like cone?
Chocolate in the batter of the waffle. Like, they
I didn't know they did that.
Cone. Oh, yeah. I think they still do. I mean,
I just assumed it was dipped in chocolate, but this is like legit made. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
So that's my number 5. I just love chocolate. I love nuts like almonds and pecans and all that kind of stuff in my in my ice cream. You know, I love a turtle sundae sort of thing.
Sure.
Just love this, and it just brings me back to, you know, Sunday evenings on the boardwalk in Grand Haven.
Yep.
So
now, Do they make their own ice cream, or do they get their ice cream from somewhere?
I would assume.
Do you know who makes that?
No. Okay. Maybe they do now that they're a bigger company. But I think they always just brought in Hudsonville.
That's what I assumed, yeah, but I didn't know. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so my number four comes from my favorite ice cream maker, and this probably doesn't come as any surprise because of where I grew up, but my favorite ice cream company is Hudsonville Ice Cream. I just think as far as ice cream goes, it's so creamy, it's so delicious. It's not icy or gross. It's just always smooth, always delicious. I just love
Hudsonville. Even vanilla is just so good.
Yeah. Yep. Any of theirs are good. But one of my favorites, one of the family favorites, one that we get, like if we get ice cream for the family, like a tub of ice cream, this is usually number one, and it is cookies and cream. I just love a cookies and cream, smooth, creamy vanilla filled with Oreos. Chocolate. Yeah, they call it chocolate cookie pieces, but everybody knows
it's Oreo.
It's an Oreo.
Yeah.
But it's so good. It's so refreshing, so delicious. Like I said, when we get ice cream as a family, this is, you know, probably number one. Number two might be mint chocolate chip, but we kind of go back and forth between the two. But cookies and cream is always up there on the list. It's one everybody in the family loves. It's delicious. And yeah, so it's number four on my list because I've had so much of it.
Yep, that's a good one. Did not make my top five, but it is an honorable mention for me.
Yep.
But yeah, love it.
Not enough chocolate for you, right?
Not enough chocolate. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I gotcha.
All right, so this is Chex's notes. I think, no, it's not the only one that doesn't have chocolate in it. But okay. My number four is Butter Pecan. This was not one I liked as a kid. I discovered it later in life. It's one of those, you know, it's got, you know, rich buttery base to it, and it's got pecans in it, and it's just a complex flavor. Without being overly sweet. It's like it's an old man flavor. but I like it. I like it. It tastes good. It's not my number one. It's not even one that I go to very often, but when I have it, I enjoy it. So
yeah.
This is a good one. And it's classic. So
nice. Yeah. So you're like a chocolate and a pecan guy, or pecan, depending.
Nuts.
On
we go to Disney World. I love getting the candied pecans and the candied almonds that they make them fresh there, and they're always the best at Disney World.
That smell is incredible.
And the smell is amazing. Yep. We get them when we go to Tigers games at Comerica Park as well, but they're better at Disney World. And they're good at Comerica Park.
Everything's better at Disney World, isn't it? At
this, yeah. I mean, well, they just, they don't let, like, everything is served at the perfect temperature and just like,
yep.
They get it right every time.
Nice.
Quality control.
Okay, so my number three, maybe this is a little high on the list. Maybe it's a little biased because it's probably the ice cream I had the most recent. But that's okay. It was delicious when I had it. And I actually, for the first time ever, had this brand of ice cream. And that was, just past weekend when we were up in Mackinac Island. We got ice cream when we were on the island. I didn't even notice you're wearing a pink pony shirt. Nice. It's from a company called Moomers, which Moomers ice cream is a Traverse City based ice cream company that I had not had prior to this, and it was so good, so smooth, so creamy, so delicious. Everyone in the family got a different kind, so I tried a bunch of different, but the one that I ordered and thought was incredible, it's called Peanut Butter Oreo. So it is a peanut butter ice cream with Oreos pieces in it. So it's very similar to cookies and cream.
Yeah.
But instead of like a vanilla, it's a peanut butter ice cream. And it was incredible. So smooth, so delicious. Just like this new twist on Cookies and Cream, and it was, oh man, I
are you
want
tearing
more
up
of it.
Right now?
I am. I'm crying. Yeah. but no, it was so good. I was really impressed. We were with some friends when we were up there, and one of our friends is from Traverse City, and they talked about going to Moomer's as a kid and all of the different flavors, and it seems like an incredible place to go. They have, like, you can go hang out with the cows that they get the milk from and all this kind of stuff. So it's a pretty cool place, but this ice cream was incredible. It was delicious. We, like I said, we tried a couple different, you know, I licked everybody else's ice cream that got some, and it was all really good and good. But yeah, so Moomer's, shout out to Moomer's.
Okay.
If you're in Traverse City,
yeah,
or in Mackinac Island,
yeah,
yep, go pet the cow and say thanks for the milk.
So. All right, my number three is Mackinac Island fudge.
Yep.
While it should have dawned on me earlier, but it's not necessarily, wasn't necessarily always called Mackinac Island fudge throughout the world.
Okay.
You know, it was something that really started, you know, I don't even know when it started, but it probably started back in the 70s or 80s or, you know, and it was made from Mackinac fudge, obviously, and so that's what made it famous. But there's also versions of this called, like, America's fudge cap, or what's it called, what's the other name they had for it? I thought I had it in my notes.
I only know it as Mackinac Island fudge.
Yeah, there was another name, but
America's fudge.
Yeah but yeah, love this one. Went really well with those waffle cones I talked about growing up as a kid with. Yeah. And then, yeah, obviously Hudsonville made amazing Mackinac Island fudge. All the big brands make it and make it well. I've not had one. You know, Country Dairy, Guernsey, Mooville. Yeah, obviously Michigan's pretty famous for their ice cream companies. Yep. But, yeah, so Mackinac Island fudge. You know, the thick fudge ribbon with the vanilla base, and, you know, with some crunch in there with a waffle cone, it's bar none. Yeah, you can't beat it. Yeah, but yep. Well, I guess I got two that can beat it, but
it's hard to beat. How about
it's
that?
Hard to beat.
It's hard.
And
to
would
beat.
Not turn it down.
So my number two, this is the first one from this company that is fairly famous. It is known as Ben & Jerry's. And Ben & Jerry's has so many different flavors and weird names and all sorts of stuff. And I've had a lot of them, but my favorite and my go-to when it comes to Ben & Jerry's is the Tonight Dough.
I'm not sure
when it debuted, but yeah, so it's you know, they partnered with Jimmy Fallon to create this delicious ice cream. It has caramel and chocolate ice cream with chocolate cookie swirls and gobs of chocolate chip cookie dough and peanut butter cookie dough. So it is just this, again, I mean, it's Ben & Jerry's. Everyone knows how delicious their ice cream is and how rich it is, which is why it only comes in pints. Or not pints. What is it? What are those? Quarts? No, pints, right? Isn't it a pint? No.
Yeah, it's a pint. That's a pint.
It is a pint. Yep, yeah. It's right there. I'm on their website. Literally says pints.
I think they might sell, like, half pints, but those are, like, tiny, tiny ones.
Yeah. But this is, it's just, it's so good. I just love the flavors. You know, I love cookie dough in ice cream. And the fact that it's kind of two different kind of cookie doughs, and then it still has that chocolate swirl, mm-hmm. and then two different kinds of ice cream. There's just so much flavor and goodness. And yeah, it's, you know, when people are like, oh, I'm going to go grab Ben and Jerry's, my first go-to is the Tonight Dough. It is just, it's so good. Yeah, I don't know if they're ever going to get rid of it. I thought it was more of a limited time thing when it first came out, but it hasn't gone away, and it's been out for a long time. So,
well, I mean, if it's popular, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, this is where I'm going to get into trouble.
Uh-oh.
My number two is Dole Whip. The original pineapple flavor Dole Whip. Yep.
Specifically Disney World Dole Whip?
No. I mean, it's good everywhere. We've got it. We've got it in town at our local ice cream shop, Twisters. And they serve a rotating Dole Whip flavor, so it's not always pineapple. It's all good. But I'm speaking specifically of pineapple. It does, yes, definitely does remind me of Disney trips with Katie and Vivian, and family beyond that. It's a vacation tradition. We always have to get a Dole Whip, just like you always have to get some blue milk, and you always have to get, you know,
those things, right?
This is probably top of the list for Katie, I would say, and it's probably top of the list for me too, as far as snacks, sometime during the trip. And it's really cool that we have it here in town. One of my other favorite things that it reminds me of too is when we went to Hawaii. You could get it at a lot of the local places there. And it was just like, if you were in Hawaii eating Dole Whip, I mean, can life get better?
Sure.
I submit that it cannot.
Yeah.
Reminds me of those trips, because we went to Hawaii a couple times when Katie's brother was living there. You know, cheap place to stay. That's my number two Dole Whip. We all know it is, you know, it was made famous. It was, I think it was created for the Disney parks. Like, it was like a, there was a partnership with Dole in Disney World. And I think it was originally served at the Disney parks in 1986? Yeah. So, yep. Huh,
I didn't
love
know
it.
That.
Love it.
Okay.
So that's my number two. Deal with it.
Yeah. I'll take it as ice cream. It counts. It's fine. It's fine. It's delicious. You're 100% right about it, for sure.
Bert agrees with me.
Bert agrees. Yeah. We did like their Dole Whip sampler at Disney Springs one time.
Yeah.
Like different flavors. Oh, man. So good. All of the flavors were incredible. There was one, though, it tasted just like a Tootsie Pop. It was like chocolate and raspberry, I believe. And it literally tasted just like a Tootsie Pop. That was crazy. Amazing.
Wow. Yeah,
it was so good. It was very bizarre, but it was delicious. All right, so number ones, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Do we want to we have some listener submissions and we have voicemail.
Yeah, let's get it.
Do we want to do all of that now before our number ones? Okay.
Yeah, why not?
All right. We'll do the voicemail first.
Okay.
So the first voicemail we have is from my sister Angela. I have not listened to this. Obviously, like I said, you know, we have some memories of eating ice cream downtown Grand Haven, so let's see what Angie says.
So if there's some swear words, we apologize, right?
This is Angela, Jay's oldest sister. I turned 50 this year, and this may, like, totally reflect in my age, but my favorite ice cream right now is Butter Pecan.
Oh!
The Hudson Villa Butter Pecan.
There you go.
I grew up loving mint chocolate chip. That was my ride or die. But I have
a ride or die
switch, and I feel like an old lady.
You're not. I already listed it. Love it.
I love that. Reflected of my age. I love that.
Yep.
Mint chocolate chip, by the way. Honorable mention.
Honorable mention for me as well.
Incredible ice cream.
Yep. All right. Our next voicemail is from our friend Nada Baker from Grand Haven. And she actually had a two-part one here where she called back later because she thought of something else. So here's Nada.
Hey, Jay. I wanted to chime in on this very important topic of ice cream. My favorite is mint chocolate chip. It always has been. Butter pecan, second, probably. But I had the pleasure of making Sweet Temptations ice cream with Kelly once, and that was chocolate-covered potato chip ice cream, which was amazing. Just like pretty much all the flavors she has. Anyway, hope you're doing great, and I miss you. See you around this summer, I hope. Bye. And one more ice cream related memory I have to share with you, since you're a dad, since you're a wonderful dad like my dad was. He didn't have a favorite because he got to get all of our ice cream cones under control. That's what he'd say. Let me get that under control for you. And he would get it under control and then hand it back to us. It was such a, melty mess. And then he would make it whatever. I don't even know. Bye.
Great stories from Nada there. And loved her dad, Dick Baker, from Baker Lumber. But yeah. Thank you, Nada. All right, so the rest of our submissions are from our Facebook friends. Okay. Sue Tompkins says chocolate almond. We've got a lot, by the way. This one, we hit a nerve with this topic.
With chocolate? Yep. Or with ice cream?
Yep. Yep. Okay. So Sue Tompkins said chocolate almond. Right. Tawny Westfall, my cousin, said Mackinac Island fudge.
Yep.
My Aunt Linda said mint chocolate chip.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Jason King, my buddy from in town here. My aunt Ruth from the other side of my family said me too, Linda. So she agreed with Aunt Linda's mint chocolate chip.
Okay. Yep.
But my buddy Jason King says butter pecan, also good.
Must be in his 50s, huh?
Yep. Yep, he is. my cousin Heather says chocolate moose tracks.
Ooh, yep.
Yeah.
Delicious. Yep.
Katie Norder from in town here, a friend. She says mint chocolate chip, but Breyers only. Otherwise, if she can't get Breyers mint chocolate chip, she's just getting chocolate. So there you go.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I get it. You know, we do the thing at restaurants where if we can't get Coke, they offer Pepsi, and we say we'll take.
Oh yeah, no.
We'll take Mountain Dew. Yeah. But anyway. Aaron Zempels says mint chocolate chip, and her son Felix says salted caramel. I love some salted caramel. Yes. Yep. My aunt Tracy says coffee lover's dream. I don't think I've ever had.
Oh,
that sounds.
I've had good. Coffee.
Yeah.
Ice cream, and I really like it. It's one of my honorable mentions, but I've not had that one.
Yeah,
it sounds good.
My friend Leah Vance from Chelsea here, says chocolate chip cookie dough. Solid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My kindergarten teacher, Karen Ralia, says coffee lover's dream.
Another one. I gotta look that up. Okay.
Yep. Our friend Todd Jobeck, says Ben and Jerry's wavy gravy, which is retired. Yeah.
What's it called? Wavy gravy?
Wavy gravy.
Huh. Okay.
We'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Our friend Nicholas Cadena says Hudsonville ice cream, Detroit Tiger Tracks. So that must be like the.
Yep.
The local version of Moose Tracks, right?
Yep.
That is. Okay.
That sounds right. Yep.
My cousin Jackie says salted caramel.
Yep.
Oh, she says if a place has salted caramel mocha, she doesn't even have to try it. It's an automatic pick.
It's an automatic, yes.
tries it everywhere.
Yep.
And then my mother-in-law, Laura, says Traverse City chocolate cherry. That is solid. That's basically like a Mackinac Island fudge with cherry in it, I believe.
That's a Hudsonville ice cream, right? I'm pretty sure.
It probably is, yeah.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think that's all of our messages. We got some good ones, though. So.
Okay. Cool.
Any comments? Great. Any comments from those?
No, they're all great. I agree. I mean, let's be honest. Has anybody had ice cream that they don't like? Like, I've never had an ice cream like, oh, that's not great. Feel like it's all
yeah, because if you're trying it, you know the things that are in it, and so you like those things. So
yep.
I mean, there's gonna be ice cream that's just, you know, not
not your cup of tea or something.
Sure. Or like, sure, if you get like cookie dough and you get like one tiny chunk of cookie dough, sure, then that's not as good. But other sure than that, like,
yeah, that's few and far between, right? Yeah.
In the end, you're still left with ice cream.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All
right. Okay.
So
we want to move on to number ones?
Do it.
Okay. So my number one is, it's kind of two ice creams, but really it's one. So I feel like it just has lots of different names, but really it's all the same thing. And the one that I, so like growing up, it was always Moose Tracks.
Mm.
Okay. Always got Moose Tracks, but of late it's Hudsonville Ice Cream's version, which is called Deer Tracks, but it's all the same. I mean, it's, you know, it's the vanilla ice cream.
Deer Tracks.
So it's a vanilla ice cream loaded with mini peanut butter cups and a swirl of chocolate fudge.
Uh-huh.
I have loved this since I can remember. You know, if we went to an ice cream places, it's what I ordered. Growing up, this was typically what my mom bought and had in the house, you know, with a couple other options. But my always go-to was Deer Tracks, Moose Tracks, whatever you want to call it. I just love the like chocolate ribbon with the peanut butter cup and the vanilla. You know, everyone tried to get as many peanut butter cups as you could possibly get in your scoop. And I don't know. There's just something about that ice cream that just, it's just my childhood in a bowl or in a waffle cone. And it is so delicious. I don't get it as often as I used to. I still love it. But it just, like I said, it's like, you know, like you were saying, you know, you walk in, you know, your childhood eating the chocolate pecan. It's that for me. It's just my childhood ice cream that I still love and still enjoy. So yeah, it's my number one. It's the one I've probably eaten the most for sure. So.
Okay. That's solid. Solid. But not my number one. That's your number
good
one.
Good. That'd be sad if we had the same one.
It was one of my honorable mentions. It was I called it Moose Tracks, but yeah.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with it. It's solid. What's better is if you just take some vanilla ice cream and just chock it full with a bunch of cookie dough chunks. Like, that's like the best.
Yeah.
That's my number one, cookie dough.
Yeah, great one.
I've always, you know, as a kid, you always love sneaking raw cookie dough.
Yeah.
Either,
sure.
Whether it's the Pillsbury rolls and you get a chunk of it back when it contained egg and you weren't supposed to eat it, but we did. Or if it's the cookie dough that, you know, mom's making or whatever, and you grab you know, a spoonful of it or something, eat it, and it's amazing. So, like, we've always loved eating raw cookie dough. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know when it came out. It really had to be – it came out in 1984 by Ben and Jerry's.
Okay.
But it really – like, I don't think it really was popular in my neck of the woods until the early 90s.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's now one of America's best-selling ice cream flavors. It's one of those where I'm not kidding. If I got an ice cream like where they hand make it, like that was always a pro of going to Cold Stone Creamery, was because you could get the cookie don't you want some. And they hand mixed it right in front of you, and you could just tell them load it up with cookie dough.
Yeah.
Charge me extra.
And
that was always amazing. And now I'll go to Culver's and get a concrete mixer with cookie dough. That's amazing. I just love it so much. And the more the merrier. So.
Yep. That's why it was number two. Like, the cookie dough for me is my favorite cookie dough ice cream.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm with you. I love, like, a cookie dough ice cream is delicious. It is, yeah. I don't know what it is about those little chunks of dough that make it so good, but it does, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So. Yep. So how do you think we did? I think we covered it pretty well. I mean, we never mentioned anything. you know, it went through my head, you know, should we talk about Superman ice cream or some of the sweeter sure. ice creams? I feel like there was like bubblegum ice cream was a favorite one as a kid.
I never got into that. Yeah.
I always liked the idea of it. And I, you know, you sure. put it every once in a while and it's like, no, this isn't as good as I thought it would be, but it like still yep. good. But
yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, still ice cream. You can't mess for up sure. ice cream.
Nope. It's pretty hard to.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to. Yep.
Okay. What was there one of mine that surprised you or I can't remember. Yeah, I mean buttered pecan, but
I don't think that surprised me. I mean, I think but it's that's a good flavor. That's a great ice cream.
The classic.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say for me from your list the most surprising was the chocolate pecan.
Oh, yeah.
Just cuz I'd never
almond. Yeah.
Or chocolate almond, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, just cuz I never had that. Like if I was getting chocolate, it was just going to be straight chocolate. Like yeah. I didn't need anything else in it. Just a straight delicious chocolate ice cream was good. So,
Yeah.
Did you have any honorable mentions?
Yeah, I had Moose Tracks. I had mint chocolate chip. I did have Superman, okay. yep. cookies and cream, and peanut butter cup. But
okay.
Yeah. But I'd say my top five is really like the go-tos. Like I'm not going to really ever veer outside of my top five. I'm not going to get past chocolate almond ever, I don't think. Unless I'm getting like a turtle sundae or something like that.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
All right. So those are our top fives. Next episode is my choice. Have you seen have you seen what I picked?
I saw it.
Yeah.
I did.
So, next episode we're going to be ranking songs from The Killers and Brandon Flowers, who is, if you don't know, he's the lead singer of The Killers. He's coming out with a solo album in August, so probably about the time that this will be coming out, there's actually another single coming out tomorrow. So we're going to be right in the middle of all of it. So I just thought, you know, The Killers are my favorite band. And mm-hmm. I get excited whenever they have an album coming out. And so I've already actually made my list and done research
and on it. Edited it and tweaked it. And
yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to probably change it more as we get closer. But yeah, I love The Killers' music and I love Brandon Flowers' music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean he was born 4 days after me in 1981, so I feel like we've gone through a lot of same things in life. We're both parents of teenagers. We both were raised around religion, and we both both of us
ex-Mormons, right?
Yeah, yeah, but both conservative, you know, religious.
Yeah.
But different. You know, he's definitely very famously Mormon, but obviously I shouldn't say obviously, he does not, you know, I guess he does not like practice Mormon, you know, living now.
Sure.
But he grew up around it, has a lot of family and friends who, you know, are a part of that, and, you know, he grew up in Utah, so like you can't really
get away from it.
Live in Utah without being touched by, you know,
yeah.
the LDS church. So, love hearing what a lot of the songs I like of his are like very lyrically based and, you know, with mm-hmm. like a good message or make me really think about something a different way.
Yeah.
So you'll find out in my list. What does it make you think of? Or, you know, when I say I want to list The Killers, is that going to be easy for you? Or, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it will be difficult. I do think what I need to do is listen to some of their later albums. Because obviously Hot Fuzz and Sam's Town were like my go-to prime killer albums that I listened to over and over and
huge
over.
Albums.
And so anything really So that's like what, 2006, I think Sam's Town came out. Yeah, most of that stuff pre that, like I still know some, but like they're bigger hits, but like I don't think I've listened to like an entire album post Sam's Town probably.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to listen to some of that kind of stuff just to get freshened up and listen to some of the stuff that maybe I haven't heard before. Yeah. But I definitely, I mean, to pick top five songs of Hot Fuzz and Sam's Town would be easy.
Yeah.
And if that's probably what the majority of my list will probably come from, but that's okay. But no, I'm with you. I enjoy the Killers too. I didn't follow them like you have. But like those two albums when they came out, man, I listened to those things like crazy. They were incredible. So
yeah.
So no, it shouldn't be, it'll be fun. I'm excited to kind of listen to some of their newer stuff for sure.
Yeah. So. Have you heard any of his solo? He's had one song come out already. And there's been kind of teasers on social media and stuff. Have you heard any of that?
No. I didn't know that he was even coming out with a new solo album. So.
Yeah. It's called Thrasher.
Is that allowed to be on the... Can you do solo Flowers? So Flowers /
Killers? To me, it's the same. Okay. I mean, yeah, I think we should be able to.
All right, that's fine.
I'm not sure I have one on my list right now, but to me it's the same. So that I'm considering all of it.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, he writes all of their lyrics, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's 100%, but it's definitely 99.9% of it.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Yeah, any chance I can talk about the Killers. I know a lot about them, and I know a lot about their music, and I like to...
Yeah, I'm just looking through, like, a list. They have so many songs. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot.
Yep. It just popped into my head. They've covered other... bands' big songs, you know, mm-hmm. they've covered Elton John songs, they've covered Bruce Springsteen songs, they've covered, you know, Tom Petty songs, they've covered a lot of, you know, the influences they had when they were, you know, young adults and, you know, starting their band, as every band does, right? You know, and so these, it's really cool to hear them sing some of their favorite songs, so. I'll have to go back and consider it because I don't think I even considered any of their cover songs. I was just going off of album songs.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah. But anyway, anything else before we get out of here?
So people got killer songs they want to throw out.
Yeah.
Let us know what your favorite killer songs are.
There's probably like about 10 friends of mine that will have an opinion about this. We probably won't get more than 10 people, but there'll be 10 strong ones.
It's all right. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, because I think I'm just looking through their albums. I think the last album that I listened to was probably Battle Born, which was 2012. Because I remember the day and age, obviously, Sam's Town and Hot Fuzz.
Yeah. But
yeah, so like 2017.
Yeah.
2021, like that stuff I haven't, but it gives me a week to listen to some of them and maybe change my ranking.
There you go. Cool. All right, well, I think I'm out of here.
Okay, see you, everybody. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.